Good morning, boys and girls. How are you? Are you good? Let me turn so I can see all of you. Okay, this morning I have a question for you. What is this? Do you know? Can you tell? I heard it. Thank you, Riley. Who did I hear?
A plum.
Plum?
Yep. What's another name for it?
Prune. This is a baby Moyer prune. Now, why would I call it a baby prune? Because yesterday I picked it fresh off the tree, because it had matured enough to be able to come off the tree. Now, this prune has to be watched, because when you pick the prunes fresh, they can still ripen just a little bit unless they're picked too green. So you have to watch them and do something with them, or they'll go bad. Okay, and you see this jar? What is this? You know? This is more prunes. Only these prunes were like this, but they've been through a little bit of processing so that they're able to keep longer in the jar. Now let me give you another one. Do you know what this is? Oh. What is it? A dried prune, that's right. This prune has been through much more harder, hotter, longer processing to get it to be in like this so that it keeps even longer. These are great because you can rehydrate them, or you can take them packing with you, or take them in. They keep a long time. Now, if you go to B-roll YouTube, you can check out a video there. It's about 11 minutes long, and it will show you what happens from the time they pick it on the tree from the tree till it becomes a dried prune. You should look at it. Have your parents help you find it. It's really cool. They shake those poor trees half to death. I don't know how they survive. All of these are sweet. All three of those different kinds of prunes are very sweet. They all have equal value. They all have the same nutrients and vitamins and things, benefits for our bodies. Things like they help our bones grow and our muscles grow strong. They are high in potassium. They help your blood sugar stay more even. They have a lot of benefits and properties. And when I was thinking about these prunes and looking at them recently, I thought, God brought to my mind, people are like prunes. Is that a silly thing to say? Well, because when you have a baby person, when they're born, they have matured enough to be out of their mommy's tummy. But you have to nurture them and watch over them and take care of them, and their mom and dad has to lead them to Jesus, because if not, they could go bad. Now, children like your ages and middle-aged people, we go through some of life's process, and we still need some nurturing, and we still have some growing to do. But older people are more like the dried prune, because they have went through much processing. They have went through hard times, good times, bad times, and they are like they are because of all the things that they have went through. But they have more knowledge and more wisdom than the rest of us. But they all have equal value, all of us, no matter how old you are or how young you are, we all have equal value in God's eyes. We are all special in God's eyes. Now, I want to tell you about the youngest boy in our church. Now, I could be wrong, but last, when I checked, was Bennett Gatton. Now, Bennett is 20 months old, almost 2 years, and he is the baby boy of Emily and Matt Gatton. The youngest girl, as I could figure, is Adeline. Isn't that a pretty name? I like that name, Adeline. Adeline Duclos. She is 15 months old, just a little over a year, and she is the baby girl of Brian and Cecia Duclos. Now, I don't know much about Bennett or about Adeline, because they haven't grown long enough in the life process to see what they're going to be. But I can tell you about the oldest man in our church, and he is Clayton Konzak. Now, Clayton is 97 years old. He was a teacher for 44 years, a bookkeeper, and a truck driver. He has been married to his dear wife, Peggy, who is 96. They have been married for 75 years. There was just a big write-up in the paper, and if you didn't see it, you should read it. It's pretty cool. Peggy has been teaching swimming lessons at the YMCA for close to 50 years, and she's still doing it. They raised two girls. Georgia Harvey is the oldest woman in our church. Now, she usually sits back about right there, and she is the mother of Julie Mann, Tim and Julie. They have the big service dog, Cody. Well, Georgia is 99 years old. She will be 100 next month on October 16th. And I think it'd be really cool if we all sent her a birthday card, because that's a great accomplishment to be 100. She was married to Wilbur, her husband, for 60 years, had four children, and she worked at the Adventist Book Center in Northern California for 23 years. Nell Williams is 98 years old. She will be 99 on November 7th, coming up. She was married to her husband, Joe, for 72 years. They had six children, and she was is a registered nurse. Stella Snyder is 95 years old. She will be 96 in January after the first of the year. She is married to her husband, Roy, and they've been married for 50 years. She had six children, and she's a registered nurse. Edith Fletcher is 87 years old. She will be 88 in January also. And was married to Dwayne for 59 years and 3 days. They had four children, and she also is a registered nurse. Now, this gal, some of you may know about her. I don't know if any of you know about her. I think she was in the church before my husband and I came. She recently died, and her name is Alvira Preston. She was 100 years, 9 months old at the time she died. She was a long member here, I guess, and she moved to Portland. She was married to her husband, Jim, for 77 years. They had three children, and she was a homemaker. Now, why do I tell you about all of these older people? Because like those prunes, they are sweet. And they have lived a long life of process, and that life that they have lived has been with Jesus. And they have done service work to help other people. They are a great blessing to all of us. Now, God has a plan for everyone from the babies to the older people. And I don't know what Bennett or Adeline are going to be. I don't know what you guys are going to do. But the one thing I know, that God has a special plan inside of you. He's got a plan for each one of you. He has created in you great things. And if you are willing to let your parents nurture you and guide you to Jesus, and you're willing to follow Jesus' plan, you will have a long, happy, healthy life too. So are you willing to do that? Okay, Cassie says she is. Well, let's pray, and then I have something for you. But don't forget to take up the offering, and even in the overflow, okay? Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for all these boys and girls here. What a joy, what a gift to our church family. We just ask that you would bless their lives, Father, that you would give them courage to stay with you, to walk with you, to love you all the days of their life, that they will be a blessing to others, a blessing to your kingdom, and they will live a long, happy life. In Jesus' name, amen.